Right. So faith is not contrary to reason. So according to the old saying, faith is believing what you know isn't true. In other words, faith is one thing and rationality is this other thing. Peter Boghossian in his famous book, Manual for Creating Atheists. But belief is believing what you claim to believe, but not you don't really know it. Right. And so people have taken this and said, yep, this is what faith is. But it hasn't really allowed Christians to bring up faith in how the Bible brings up. There are exceptions where Christians might bring this up as a bad definition, but we have to understand that sometimes people are wrong, even within the discipline of their science or of their reason or whatever it might be. And so we need to kind of go back to the basis and say, okay, what exactly is the base definition for which we're bringing to the table or should bring to the table? The devil would love for you to believe that. Sadly, there are some who profess to follow Jesus Christ, but are secret agents for the devil, because they will also encourage you to think this way, that we have intellect and rationality over here, and then faith is over there. Faith is believing what you know isn't true. And that's just a bad definition of right. What faith is. It's not what the early church believed. It's not what Judaism believes. It's not what the Bible teaches. It's not what the early church taught. It's not really up until kind of the 20th century, maybe a little bit sooner than that, that you have this weird, fanciful idea of this faith is, oh, it's just all the unexplained things. I believe it, and reason is for everything that I can kind of prove scientifically or through rational means, and it's over here. Right. We don't need to separate. In fact, we can't separate it. And it's not just the Christian that can not separate this idea.
Yeah, it's, yeah. Yeah, and so this idea that, you know, faith is believing what you know ain't so kind of thing, right, is, he says it's just wrong. That's not what faith is all about. And in fact, he asked, you know, do you see how insulting it is to the Lord of history to say, I'm holding on to you, Jesus, knowing that you aren't true. Right. I mean, you know, that's believing what you know ain't is not the case. Well, that's what you're saying, right? He says, what an insult. I hope that, you know, we can see this. What I'm saying, he says, faith is in no way believing what you know isn't true. That is not what the Bible means when it's talking about faith, right? The Bible's talking about trust, right? It's talking about confidence.
Right. Confide. Yeah. With faith. it's where we get that word from. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So we put our trust in the Lord. We don't, and we believe, right? We have beliefs, and then there's evidence for our beliefs, but we trust the Lord, right? Ooh. So it's like, you know, you're standing, let's say you're standing on this table, and two of us are on the side of the table. You turn your back to us, and we say, okay, Patrick, go ahead and just fall backwards. Well, you know.
Come a little closer. Yeah,
right? Faith or trust is the decision and therefore the action that follows of falling backwards, having faith that your friends will catch you.
Right?
That's not believing what you know ain't so. Right? It's trusting that they care and they will make sure that you don't get hurt. Mm-hmm. And that's the same type of thing that the Bible's talking about. We trust in Jesus. Not believe that he is, but we trust it and have our confidence in him.
Right. It's the same thing when people use the word hope. Oh, I really hope this happened. What you mean by that statement is I have really wishful thinking that this would occur, but it's not how the Bible uses it. And so because we live in a Western society, those words have been co-opted. And so it tends to change. And we live in a very moving society where words tend to evolve over time. Look at a number of ones you can't say anymore that were just fine 20 years ago.
Yeah, a few years ago.
Yeah, yesterday.
Yeah, can't say that anymore, yeah.
But ultimately, we have to have kind of the standard of, you know, it's when scientists, oh, it's not speed you're talking about, it's velocity. Well, right, but I'm kind of using the bad version of it. Well, when you're talking in science term, having that delineation between what is speed and velocity is important. Just like 1 meter versus 1 inch that tends to get you to Mars, or you're out $30 million. All right, so turning our brains off is not faith. The Bible doesn't teach that view of faith, and because it doesn't, I think it's fair to say that without trying to be personally insulting, it's stupid to believe that view of faith.
Yeah.
If you want to attack the straw man, it's what we've said in numerous books is if you're not presenting the other side in a fair way and also in the way that they're presenting, then you're doing the disservice to the argument that you're trying to make.
Yeah.
You're
hurting your own argument.
Right. Yeah, those who like chocolate ice cream, they like hurting children, and they believe that if you hurt more children, then you'll like chocolate ice cream more. Well, no, I just like chocolate ice cream. I don't understand where this is coming from. No, that's what you believe. I know it. You try and hide it. I mean, that's not what you're saying, but it is what you're saying in the end. And that tends to be the rigmarole that we get. And Christians can do it too poorly with the other side as well. And so we don't want to do that.
Yeah, so we want to make sure that, as you say, we don't attack a straw man, right? We don't make an argument and then defeat it, but the argument that we made and defeated is not the argument that the person has made, right? That's attacking a straw man.
There can be implications that come from that, but if you're just going to just change underlying definitions and underlying understanding of their position, then that's not getting to where you need to go. It's not the place where you can start, because you're both then on different levels talking about different things at that point in time.
And so the point here is that the Bible, when it's talking about faith, is not talking about, you know, believing what you know ain't so kind of thing, right? It's talking about a trust, a confidence in the word that God has said, right? And trusting God to do what he said he's going to do. That's the faith that the Bible's talking about.
Paul goes to the Bereans. He says, Jesus come that he might fulfill scripture. And they just go, okay, yep, that sounds good. Well, we'll believe it without checking it. No. They searched their presuppositions, the Old Testament, and checked everything, and Paul then said, good job, that's exactly what you should do. I wish I could find more of you people like this. And the Bereans became a well-known
example of those who check the deal out. Make sure that it's what it's supposed to be.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it would be better to say Christianity is not true, but it makes me feel good, just as the belief in Santa Claus used to make me feel good. It would be better to say that about Jesus than to say, I believe in Jesus because I have faith, even though I know it's not true.
Yeah, that's kind of ridiculous. Yeah.
Right. Good. It's that 1,000-foot crutch.